Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf hey, and we're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. And we're continuing to talk about those psukim that were recited by the various Amiroim and which brought tears to their eyes, because if you think deeply into the pasuk, you realize, unfortunately, how our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu has become strained, Rachman Litzlan, because of our sins. So Rabbi Yochanan, ki matal haik rabachi, Rabbi Yochanan came to the following pasuk. He started crying. Somebody has computer problems with some static there in the back. Pasuk in Eiv says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was in a sense complaining. As we know, there was a debate, if you will, between the Satan and between a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Satan convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and give all types of pain and anguish to Eiv, and therefore to go and test whether he is truly a Yirei Elikim on the same Madrega, for instance, as Avram Avinu, or not. And although HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reluctant to inflict all types of problems on Eiv, however, the pasuk says, Vatisiseini, you, the Satan, were Mesis. You provoked me, you incited me, the Valei Chinam, to go and swallow up Eiv for naught. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Eved Sherabbi Mesisin Loi Venisis. If you're talking about an Eved, that Rabbi Mesisin Loi, that the Rabbi is the victim of a Hasasa, meaning in this case, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is the Rabbi of the whole world, and certainly including Eiv. And so the rabbi was Mesisin Loi, he, the Satan, was able to go and provoke and incite a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Menisis, and he listens. Takani Yesh Loi, what are you supposed to do? So we are all Avodim Lamokim, there's a Heilige B'Shefer. If the Rabbeinu Shalom allows himself to be Nisis, to be convinced and seduced, if you will, by the Satan, to go and Chas V'Sholem test us and cause us to all types of anguish and sorrows and problems, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to be so seduced by the Satan, to Kenei Yesh Loi, what Eitzah could there possibly be? And so therefore, Chas V'Sholem, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows himself weiter to be convinced by the Satan, it'll be very, very difficult for us. Rabbi Yochanan Kimat Lai Karabachi, another pasuk, Hein B'Kdoishev Lo Yamin. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't even have emuna, that means he doesn't have full faith in the kedoshim, in the tzaddikim, that they're going to remain faithful. So tomorrow, ibe kedoshim liyamin, if Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have faith in the kedoshim, the man yamin, he's certainly not going to have faith in an ordinary, regular individual. However, the Gemara tells us that perhaps there's another pshat in the pasuk came kedoshim liyamin. What's the other pshat? Yoy machad, one day have a ka'ozu b'orcha. He, Rabbi Yochanan, was traveling. Chazlu Gavani saw a person davin mankit te'eni, that he was going and collecting figs from a fig tree. And, ironically, shavik hanach de'motu, those that were ripe already, he left on the tree. V'shokal hanach de'loimotu, and he davka took those that were not ripe yet. Omalei, said Rabbi Yochanan, lav hani malin tvei, wouldn't it make more sense for you to go and take the ripe ones, because those are ready to be eaten, instead of taking the ones which are not ripe yet? Omaleis, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't understand, hani li orcha be'inan lehu. We're on the way to go and travel somewhere. And since we don't need to eat all these fruit up front, we need to eat it throughout the travels, hani natra, those that are still unripe, those will preserve and will stay longer, hani loy natran, and those which are ripe are going to rot or spoil much more quickly. And that's why we dafka want to take those which are not ripe. Oh, said Rabbi Yochanan, Homer Haina Dechseh Nein B'Doish L'Yamin. Now I understand Pshat in the Pasuk, Hei B'Doish L'Yamin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has these young tzaddikim, young talmidim, talmid chacham, who Baruch Hashem are really righteous and holy, really great. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is nervous at Chas V'Sholem, they might go off the derech eventually. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu snatches them away early on to make sure that Chas V'Sholem, they don't glitch, they don't slip down the slippery slope. And
snatches, therefore, meaning takes their life.
Takes their lives away, exactly. So if you want to see the Rashi, Rashi is Hani Minteron. Let's look at Dematu, the first of the narrow lines. Dematu, some of the figs in Nispashlu already ripened. Hani Minteron, Oisin Shalei Bishlu Kol Tarchon, those who were not fully ripened, Ein Memaris Lirokev, they're not going to spoil so quickly. Hain Rechsev, now you understand what it said in the Pasuk, Hei Midoshu Layamin. You have to add a few words, Aleph, from the Bach, all the way down in the bottom. Ki Heichi, Debeteinim Hatoi Voice, back to the Rashi, Yore Pen Yerkovu, if you have the ripened figs that they might go and rot, spoil, Afa Bachurim Hatzadikim Ne'echozim Lemisa Pen Yechdu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes those away prematurely, just like the premature figs which are not ripe yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes these Bachurim Tzadikim prematurely, Pen Yechdu the Chas Hashom, they shouldn't spoil, they shouldn't rot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them early. So therefore, it's not that Hashem has no faith in the Kedoshim. Quite to the contrary. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very happy with his Kedoshim. He has to take some of them away because unfortunately he's afraid what might happen in the future. There was a Talmud, in other words, a young Talmud Chacham, who was in the Shechenus in the neighborhood of Reb Aksandri. Unfortunately, he passed away young. The Omar and Reb Aksandri said, with a negative connotation, Iboi Haimer Abanon, if this Talmud, if he really wanted to, have a chaye. In other words, unfortunately, he already was off the derech, and that's the reason why, unfortunately, Hashem took him away. Iboi, if he wanted to go and do tshuva, if he really wanted to stay on the derech and do what he was supposed to, he'd be still walking around and living. Maybe it's the case of Rabbi Yochanan that this Talmud was a tzaddik yisod olam. He was really the top of the top, and Hashem took him away because he was afraid of what might happen in the future, but not that he was doing anything wrong at the moment.
But certainly Hashem knows what the future is going to be.
No question, Hashem knows. We're talking about what we are viewing here in this world. Alexandri was, I wouldn't say in his hesped, but at least in his observation of this fellow, he was saying, Nebuch fakrochen. Nebuch, he was already slipping, and that's why Hashem took him away. He should have said, like Rabbi Yochanan, oh, atzadik, Hashem took him away just in time, chas v'shalom, he shouldn't slip in the future. But he didn't say that. And the Gemara is asking, why not? Says, well, the reason is because ha'hu mevayt b'raboisav ha'v, because unfortunately, we already saw his tendencies, that he was mevayit, he was kicking against his rebbes. It means he didn't have kvoid chacham. And we know the famous Mishnah in Oves, yehi moira rabach kemoira shemoyim. Therefore, that means that he was already lacking in essential yira shemayim. That's what Alexandri said is, I already noticed in him all types of indications that he was already off the derech, and that's why Hashem, unfortunately, took him away prematurely. Rabbi Yochanan came to the following pasuk again, and he cried. Now the problem with this pasuk, that's not a problem, but the reason why Rabbi Yochanan was crying was the karafti aleichem lemishpat. Who's the one that brings a potential criminal to justice? It's the prosecutor. Now the prosecutor, only he can do is summon this person and bring him to Bezdin, bring him to the Beis Mishpat. However, he has no right to be the witness. Somebody else has to go and testify. And here you have the prosecutor being the aid, also being the witness. And therefore, says the Gemara, Eved Shirabi Mekarva Ledoinai, Umimaya Lihoi Idoi, Takoni Yeshloi. He has all of the cards, so to speak. He, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Kaviyochel, he's the judge, and he's the prosecutor, and he's the witness, and he's everything. So how can a plain, ordinary guy, we, Avodim, how can we possibly ever win a mishpat in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's courtroom, in his courtroom? Because he's everything.
How can you translate this, the expression, Oshkei Schar Socher?
We haven't focused on that. We've only focused on the mishpat and the Eid Memayer.
Okay.
Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I have another reason to cry, if you will. Oilanu sheshokol aleinu hakosuf kalis yichamurais. This pasuk tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he takes us to Mishpat, he deems on the same level those that are doing, if you wish, minor infractions, or what they would call today misdemeanors, and they put them all the way on the same madrega as a terrible felony. What are we referring to? Mechashvim, of course, are sorcerers. Menuafim are those, unfortunately, that engage in adultery. Nishbom lashakar are those people that swear falsely. Ba'oshkis charsochem means people that do not pay the wages of their employees. Now, all of these, of course, are serious matters. But the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai considers a kishuf macher, that is, a person who engages in sorcery, and someone who engages in adultery as being far more serious than someone who swears falsely, as well as someone who doesn't pay the wages of his workers. Not to put down those latter two, those are also very important. Even Nishba L'Shokar is part of the Aseres HaDibros. Absolutely.
The world trembles.
But if you look at the Rashi explains over here, Kalas Kechamura is almost halfway down. Kalas Kechamura is a Rashi, Oishki Schar Socher, Kimeno Afim, V'cham Mechashvim. So maybe that's why Rashi conveniently leaves out Nishbam Lashokar, because maybe that's, but he doesn't have it on either side. He doesn't talk about that being of the lesser or the greater. But certainly Neof and Mechashiv are really bad, and of course not paying your workers is very bad, but apparently that's not considered to be the same Madrega, and therefore
it's not Mises Bezden.
But it's a terrible thing to go and hire people and not to go with their wages.
Absolutely.
You speak to any labor leader. And anyway, but the Gemara is telling us that's another reason for crying, because not only is Hashem the prosecutor and the judge and the witness, but also Hashem is giving equal weight to, if you will, a misdemeanor, as a, we're talking about a grand felony. If a person happens to be lamoshul, a judge, and he's bending justice against a ger, chas v'shalom, mata means to kind of bend the justice, as if you prosecuted me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you went and you bent the din against me. Shnemer, it says in the Pasuk, Umote Ger. Now this happens to be the same Pasuk as the Pasuk that we were reading until now. That's why you'll notice on the side it says Shom. I just conveniently happen to have a Gemara over here with me. And says here in the Pasuk in Malachi, the karafti aleichem mishpat v'yisi aid memaher b'mechashvim u'menoafim u'menishboim la'shoker u'be'oishkei sarschokir almona v'yosoim u'matei ger v'lo yirei uni omar Hashem tzvokois u'matei ger, that they are bending the din against the ger, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Agimora, don't read u'matei, read it as if it would say u'mati, except u'mati means it's as if you're being matted the din against me. And that's how the Gemara is darshaning matei, as if it says a mati. A mati means Hashem is Baruch Hu talking about himself. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, kolo ise dover umescharet boy, moichel loy miyad. A person who does an aveira, but immediately has charata that he did the aveira, then Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a mechil immediately, shenemar, velo yirei uni. So that's the same pasuk that we were quoting, that umate ger velo yirei uni. Velo yirei uni means that he has no yira, he has no fear. However, if this person has fear that after he did the aveira, he said, what did I do? Chas v'sholom, what's going to happen to me? Then moichel miyad, and he gets mechila. Rabbi Yochi hayk matel hayk robochi, another pasuk. Ki es kol maaser ulekim yovi b'mishpat al kol ne'elam. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he's going to bring to mishpat every hidden item. Evet sh'rabi shoykel le'shkogis kizdoynis takana yeshloi. Memela, that you go and take a person to task for something that he did b'meizit. Ne'elam is a term that's used in connection with a korm chatos, that every time a person does an aveira, v'nela mimenu v'u ashem, he didn't realize that he was tamei and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or any one of the aveiras for which you go and bring a karm chatos. So it's a ne'elam, that's a shoigeg. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and says, I'm bringing you b'mishpat and you're shoigin, oy vevei, evit sh'rabi shigli, shkogs gizdoyno, is takoni yeshloi, says he give out. Now the question is, my al kol ne'elam, ala ne'elam, listen, de kol ne'elam, says the Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks even at our very, what we might call, petty offenses. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brings us l'mishpat on those as well. Now, what petty could there be? You're walking down the street, you see a louse, and you decide that that's a lousy thing, and you go and put your foot on it, and your friend is walking together with you, and he finds this to be utterly repulsive. So you have damaged him emotionally. Obviously, this is not an earthquake of damage, but at least slightly, that the person has shuddered from your act. And similarly, Yishmuel Amar Zeh Harap of Nechaver Vinimasma. You go and spit on the ground in front of your chaver, and he is nimas, and he finds this to be repulsive. Each one of these, says the pasuk, kis kol mas l'kim yom mishvat al kol nelam. Don't think only on major shogigin, even on these minor little petty things. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes everyone to task. Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's a reason to cry, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek yichutasak. Now the same pasuk says im toy v'imra. Let's look back at the pasuk. Ki as kol mas olakim yavi b'mishpat al kol nelam im toy v'imra. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and take somebody to task for doing bad, we understand. But why is a Kadosh Baruch Hu yavi b'mishpat im toy? Person did a good thing. What's Hashem taking him to court? Sometimes you can do a good thing, but unfortunately you do it in a bad way, that it turns out it's a bigger aveira than it's a mitzvah. You have an ani, people don't even realize he's an ani, and then you go and dangle money in front of him, in front of the whole shul, and everybody realizes, oh, Nebuch, that fellow lost his panasa, and you're helping him out. Oh, you see, I'm a big baal chesed, I gave the guy $2 this morning. But you do it b'fahesia. It would have been better they shouldn't have given him any money rather than giving him money and being mevayish him berabim and shaming him that everybody now realizes that Nebuch, this guy, is an ani. And then the Gemara gives a reverse example. Here the person says, I'm not going to do fahesia, I'm going to do it quietly. So he goes and knocks on the door of a poor lady at 11 o'clock at night and says, I'm specially coming to you at night because I don't want anybody to know that I'm bringing money to you for parnasa. Unfortunately, the kamaisi lodi dechshada, people made me choshed that he's knocking on the door for other reasons, chulila v'chas, that he wants to live with her. So this, once again, maybe means something good, but the way he's doing it in a way which has terrible negative possibilities, and therefore it's on the imtoiv, Hashem will bring people the mishran imtoiv for doing such things. Rava Amar Rava says, I have even better examples. That's a person who goes and sends to his wife meat that they didn't, in Yiddish they say, mishketraibert. Ketraibert means they didn't take the gidim, they didn't take out the Gidanosha, they didn't take out the Chalev, they didn't do the Nikur. And Erev Shabbos, says Rashi, many of us are frantic at the last moment. Shnell, you got to get things done because it's almost Shabbos. Everybody has a full week to prepare before Shabbos, but that's human nature. You only get everything ready 5 minutes before. And therefore, the wife, she sees, oh, my husband sent a nice piece of meat, perfect for the children, throws it into the children, only to realize later that it's full of fat and full of ginanosha and all types of isurim. Exactly. So that's the imtoif. He meant well, but unfortunately it comes out ra. That's yavi b'mishpat imtoif imra. Pray Timar. That's what Rava said for Rava. Mishager. Rava used to do that on Erev Shabbos. He used to go and send sometimes to his wife at the last moment, basa she'enim chotech. As we all know, Rav happens to be was an Edom of Rav Chisda. He wasn't the first Edom. He was the
second.
Who was the first Edom?
Rami Bar Chama.
Rami Bar Chama. And therefore, Rav was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's tochter, the Basra of Chisda, obviously was a great Chachama. She lived in the home of Rav Chisda. He had nothing to worry about. If you sent her a piece of meat that was not minukar, was not getraibet, she knew immediately what to do and how to do it and where to do it. No problem. Right, Rabbi Yechid Yimotel Haikra Bachi, another pasuk. Boyiki Simtsena Uysoi Rois Rabbis Vetzorais. Vom Bayem Mahu. Wish they'd done the pasuk. Boyiki Simtsena Uysoi Rois Rabbis Vetzorais. Vonsa Shira Zois Lafon of the Aid. Kilo Isi Shachach Mepi Zaroi. So, if that this person will find rois, things which are bad, rabbis, many, vetzorais. Of course, we know what tzuris are. We say in Yiddish, ah, nebucha tzuris. Tzuris means, of course, bad things happening. However, here the Gemara darshens the word tzorais very, very literally to refer to a situation like noshim, which are tzorois zu lezu. The pasuk says, "Ve'isha alachoyisul leisikach litzrar The galus of us aleh b'chayah. Yesterday we're going to start shortly. Masechtas Yevamos. We're going to learn about tzuris and tzuris ad tzuif kol oylem oy tzuris. What does the word tzuris mean? Tzuris means that you have co-wives that the two don't live together and they make tzuris for each other, and that's how the term became the popular Yiddish term for tzuris. But what's the story over here? It says Yimar Evich Rabbi Mamtzilei Rois v'tzuris Takana Yeshloi. So it says Vayiki Simtzena Oisoi Rois Rabbi Tzuris. So the word Simtzena, of course, could mean to find. Here the Gemara is dashing the word Kisimtzena that Rabbi Mamtzilei. It's as if the Rabbi is feeding him a whole series of Rois v'tzuris. No, if a person is a slave and his master is feeding him Rois v'tzuris, the Kani Yeshloi, what is he going to do? I mean, it's his master and that's what he's doing. But what's the definition of my Rois v'tzuris? Amarav Rois Shenasu. Two different rois which are like co-wives to one another. What do you mean? A person gets a zibura is a bee. You can get a bee sting, and you can get a krava, you can get a scorpion sting. So you get a sting from both of them. Okay, if you get only one of the two, there's an easy remedy. What are the easy remedies? So Rashi says that for a zibura, for a bee sting, you want to go and put on cold water. If you have a scorpion sting, you want to put in hot water. The problem is that the good remedy of the cold water for the zibura, unfortunately, only aggravates and irritates the wound caused by the akrav, by the scorpion. And vice versa. The hot water, which is great for the akrav sting, unfortunately that's very bad for the bee sting. So now, the remedy for each one on his own, it's fine. But now the tzorah zulazu, they work against one another.
It's called that's contraindicated.
Contraindicated! Ah, I'm telling you, shkoyach, Brother Shai, that was very helpful. I have another pshat, that we're giving an oni, a poor person, money when things are already beyond salvation, so to speak. What does that mean? Rashi says the best time to go and give an ani money is when the prices are normal and the ani can go and use those funds to go and buy food for his household when things are at their normal rates. Instead, what do you wait? You wait until the ani doesn't have a penny left. Unfortunately, their prices have gone out of control. Inflation is the highest that it's been in 50 years under our new president. And therefore, now, the same money that you're giving him today can only buy a fraction of what he could have bought had you given it to him a month ago or 2 months ago. So by giving it to him at the last moment, that's the mamtziloi. You think you're doing him a toiva, but really you're doing him a ra by not having given it to him much earlier in time. And Amarava reinforces that thought by saying, Hana Amr Inshi. That's why people have the expression, Zuza li alula loishchicha. When Allah, when the Tvua is at normal rates, normal market prices, you want a Zuz, hard to find. Litlisa, when the market has gone out of control, and things are very, very expensive, and things are already going downhill in terms of the quality of the produce, they're already spoiling, then you give money, then Shchiach, then you find people that are willing to be benefactors. They should have been benefactors when prices were normal and the Tvua was good, as opposed to when it's ready post the season, things are bad and prices are up and there's a shortage, etc. This is talking about Chas V'Shalom when Klal Yisrael sins in future generations, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the end of Devarim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to get angry on that day. I'm going to leave them, and there's going to be what we call Hester Panim. Upon it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's countenance will be hidden from us. We're not going to be able to see the Shechina. Quite to the contrary, Hashem is going to hide from us. And then the pasuk continues on, which means that we, Klal Yisrael, are going to be plundered by the Umayis HaOlam. Omra Bard LeBartim Yumi Amarav Kol She'ina B'Hester Panim Eina Mehem. Whoever is not the victim of the Hester Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eina Mehem, is not a full-fledged Jew. Because a Jew, by definition, he is going to experience that Hester Panim. Whoever is not going to be the subject, the victim of Ayelecho, being plundered by the Umayis HaOlam, Eina Mehem, he's not among the Jewish people, because unfortunately this is collective punishment on the entire Jewish nation. Rava was a, as we know, not only a great Talmud Chacham, quoted almost in every single blatt, almost every omud in Shas, but Rava was also a very wealthy individual. If you recall, we had in the Gemara only a few days ago, that Rava said he had three tefillahs, three bakoshes, two HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, and one of them he did not answer. He wanted to have the Chachma of Rav Huna, he wanted to have the riches of maybe Rav Chisda, I don't remember, and then he wanted the anivus of a third individual. And the anivus he didn't get, but he did get the first two. So Rava was, in fact, a wealthy person. Could be part of it had to do with the fact that he married Rav Chisda's daughter, and Rav Chisda was wealthy. Maybe he was wealthy already from before. Regardless, but the Maisi, he had wealth. And therefore, Rava, you don't seem to be a victim of Hester Panim, of Ulhoi Lechol, and Yiburch Hashem, everything's great, going great. Amalusa, Rava said, Miadisu kama mishadrana betzina beishova malka. Do you know how much I have to go and send privately to the king on a regular basis, either in the form of tax money or in the form of bribes? In other words, you think that I'm so wealthy, everything goes. You have no idea how all the headaches that I have to get through to maintain my standard of living and to maintain my wealth. Unfortunately, there was what we call an ayin hara. The people are saying, "Oh, Rava, oh, look at Rava, oh, Rava." And as a result, shader devei shover malka vegabu. Unfortunately, officials, officers from Shover Hamelech went to Rava vegabu, and they went. Rashi says from a loshin shlola shalu that they went. They took booty and they plundered his possessions from him. Amar said, "Rava, I didn't decide you." That's within the brisa. Rav Shimon Galiel, we quoted this not too long ago back in Moed Katan. Unfortunately, if there's an ayin hara, rachmana litzlan, this could lead to either oini, to poverty, or to misa chuli, that a person will pass away. And therefore, Rav is saying about himself, at one time he was very wealthy, and apparently overnight he lost all of his possessions. Kadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be a terrible hester upon him, and I'm going to hide my face from Klal Yisrael. Now the pasuk says by yoimahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should simply say Vanoichi haster aster ponai. What's by yoimahu? Amarava af. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Af vishestati ponam mehem. Even though there's hester upon him during the day, but b'chaloyim adaber boy, I haven't totally severed all lines of communication. I will still be able to communicate with them at night when they're sleeping in the form of a cholim, in the form of a dream. And that's why the pasuk says, "Payoimahu." But balayla, there won't be a hester upon him, there'll still be line of communication. Rav Yosef Amar Yodoy Netuya Aleinu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hester upon him, however, his arm, his hand, is still stretched out above us to protect us. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Uvetzel Yodi Kisisicha." Uvetzel is referring to the shade. Yodi of my hand, kisisicha, I covered you. Yeah, it's true, this has to upon him, but I'm still covering you and watching over you. And now the Gemara tells us the famous story of Reb Shu ben Chananya. And we've had Reb Shu ben Chananya a number of times.
Stam Reb Shu.
Thank you, Barry. Whenever you have in the Mishnah Stam Reb Shu, Reb Shu is usually the peer and sometimes the adversary of Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is Reb Lezer ben Horkinus. Stam Reb Shu is Reb Shu ben Chananya. And Reb Shu ben Chananya, we have in other Gemaras, was very famous for his pikchus and for his chachma, to the point that he became the Rosh HaMedabrim. He became the leader of Klal Yisrael whenever there was a disputation against the Goyim. And although the Gemara doesn't say clearly, but what they're referring to over here apparently are the early Christians, and the Christians wanted to go and show that the Torah is either wrong or that it's negative against Oysa Ish, against Yashka, and they dreamed up all types of wonderful things, and Reb Shimon Chananya was the one that was the leader in defeating all of their attempts to chas v'shalom ridicule or mock or criticize the Torah. There are, by the way, for those of you that are familiar, during the medieval period, there were many such disputations between the great rabbis and Lahavdil between the preachers. One of the most famous was the Ramban. In the Kisvei Ramban, there are a whole series of disputations that Ramban had against the Apikorsim, against the Christians. Anyway,
Pablo Christiani.
Right. Oh, Barcelona, the Vikor.
See, Kanainar, the Oilam Kendachtu Azeget. Anyway, so Reb Shimon Chananya was very famous in that respect. I'll just remind you of the Gemara that we had in Masechtas Tanis, that you don't need a reminder, you all remember it, where the Gemara says Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was friendly with, not only with the Kesar, but the daughter of the Kesar. And the daughter of the Kesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, how come a Kodesh Baruch has given this beautiful Torah, a Torah mefu'eres, b'chli mechu'ar, meaning that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya physically was not a handsome man, and the suggestion of the daughter was that he was quite ugly. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said to her, let me ask you, where does your father, the Kesar, hold his wine? In wooden casks or in casks and barrels made out of gold and silver? So she said, in wooden casks. And he asked her, that doesn't make any sense. Your father's a Kesar. Everybody holds their wine in wooden casks. Your father should go and put all of the wine in silver and golden barrels. So she suggested that to the king, the Kesar. The Kesar said, great idea. They transferred all the wine into silver and gold kalim, and guess what? Within a couple of weeks, all of it spoiled and all of it went bad. And then the father said to the daughter, who gave you this loony idea? Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbi Shua, come on in. Why did you go and make such a suggestion? He says, I was just taking on and bringing out the point of what your daughter said. She said that the Torah is such a beautiful Torah mufu'ara, b'chli mechu'ar. So the same thing is, the wine put into a chli mechu'ar, don't put it into a fancy schmancy barrel, put into a wood cask, and that's when it's going to survive. So therefore the Torah survives in ugly people like me. So the Kesar said, yeah, but look at some of the other big tummy chachamim that are handsome in terms of their physical appearance. So said Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, if they would be ugly like me, there would be greater tummy chacham. Apparently what he was suggesting was that they spend some of their time in making sure that they look presentable. If they didn't have to worry about that, then they would learn another Toisis, another Rambam, another Gemara, etc., etc. Anyway, so we see Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was well known as being a great chacham, and that he was familiar to the Bekesar, and therefore says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, have a koi Bekesar. He was there in the palace of the Kesar. So one of these disputations is about to take place. Again, it just says Apikoris, but presumably it means one of the early Christians, one of the Talmidei Yeshu. He said, he didn't say anything. The word Achvi means to motion. So this Apikoris motioned with his hands. You can imagine how the hand signal went, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer looks at them. Vanoichi astir, hastir, Hastir Aster Panam Bayamahu, that is Hester Panam Hashem, has taken his countenance, his Panam, away from Kaisa. Achvilei, so he in turn, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he now motioned with his hand, Yodinu to Yaleinu, just like we heard from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Yodinu to Yaleinu, Shinema Betzel Yodin Kisisicha. Amalei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua. So now, after this initial exchange of hand motions, so the Kesar took each one of them to the side on their own, and he said to Rabbi Shua, "My achviloch, what did that apikoyrus show you?" He showed me amadadrinu marli apaminei. He made such a motion that Kodesh Baruch Hu has unfortunately inflicted us with hester upon him. Va'ano mechminalei, and you know what? I responded in kind, yonu to yoleinu, that his hand is still stretched out over us, protecting us. Amrlei lahu mina. So now, after he finished with Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Kesar now turned to the Min. Again, Min is the Apikoidus. Min, some say, is Mi Anshe Yeshu Natsri or Mi Talmide Yeshu Natsri, either from his people or from his Talmidim of Yeshu Natsri of Yashka.
I think it's etymologically related to the word mean, like a mean person.
He's a very mean person. Okay. Anyway, beautiful. Is my Achvis Lei. Tell me, what did you show him to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya? I showed him Hester upon him. And what was his response? I have no idea. I don't know. He put his hand up. I don't know what. Maybe he was maybe saluting me. I have no idea. Omros, and now said the Kesar, if you don't even know the basics, this was just the introduction to the disputation. You don't even know in the first hand signal what's going on. Afku vikot loose, and he took this kalach out, this apikoyrus, and they killed him. Now, subsequently, this could be 20 years later, we don't know. We just know ki kanicha nafshi Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was about to pass away. Over the Rabbanim, the rabbis asked him, "My Tavi Alon Mi Apikorsin? Who's going to fight the fights? Who's going to dispute the disputations against these Rishoyim, against these Apikorsin?" Amalehem. So he answered them, "Of the Eitzim Ibanim Nisrecha Chachmasam." Of the Eitzim Ibanim Nisrecha Chachmasam Sheumas Oilam. The pasuk in Yirmiyah is telling us, "Of the Eitzim Ibanim, if the Ibanim, meaning Klal Yisrael, has lost some of their Eitzos." Nisrach Chachmas, and then the Chachma of the Umay Sa'olam will similarly will be Besir Chayin Min, will also spoil. So Hashem will cause that if there's a loss of Chachma on our side because of his own passing of Shuvach Nanya, Kadosh Baruch will cause something parallel to happen on the other side, that they will also lose some of their Chachma. And if you want, we can say the same thing from the next Pasuk. V'yoyim Nisave Ne'vnei Lecha V'yelchel Ne'gdecha. This is Esav talking to Yaakov Avinu, and he says, "Let's go together in tandem, and I'm going to go parallel to you. I'm going to travel together." And therefore, what it's telling us is that the forces of evil represented by Esav and the forces of Tzidkus represented by Yaakov, they go on parallel lanes or parallel paths. And therefore, if there's a problem on the Jewish path, there will be a similar obstacle, a similar problem on the Goyish path. Daniel Zagi Bench Zagi, I'll see you Mitchum in 10 days.
Yeah.
Amen. Reb Ila have a solig bedarga. So now the Gemara tells us a story. Reb Ila have a solig bedarga. The Bay Rabba Bar Shila. Reb Ila was climbing up the ladder in the home of Rabba Bar Shila. Shaman, he heard the Yanuka to a Tinnik, a child, have a kokori that he was calling out with the following pasuk. Ki ne yoitzer horim uvoyre ruach umagidli odema seichoi. The Yoitzer Harim of Void Ruach is referring, of course, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one that created mountains, etc. U'ma'agid la'odam, when a person passes away, he will tell him his sicha. Sicha means his speech. Zoktimar Omar. So now when Rabbi Ila heard this tinnik quoting this pasuk, he said, Omar evitcher Rabbi Magid loy ma seichoi, takoni yesh loy. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a recorder that records everything that the person says throughout his lifetime, even a klenchig asichala, a small little speech, as the Gemara is going to identify in a moment, takoni yesh loy, what are you going to do? That's the famous Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim said that the reason why we have all these technological advances now, bi'achr sayomim, that we never had in previous generations, is to go and prove that everything that it says about Chom Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtovim, that anything that a person does, anything that a person says, anything that a person, whatever, Kadosh Baruch has a full record. How does he have a full record? Because in a little recording machine like this, you can go put in 1,000 shiurim. So you can imagine the Kadosh Baruch Hu's super recorders upstairs in Shemayim records everything that a person says. So, frankly, when my seichai, give me an example, what are we referring to? My seichai, Amrava filu sicha yeserish bein ishli ishtoi magidim loyli odem mishas misa. Even a sicha yeserim. Now, what means a sicha yeserim? So, Rashi says on the first of the narrow lines, divrei schoik lefnei tashmish. Even divrei schoik that a husband and wife might speak before tashmish, which the Gemara seems at this moment to consider has a negativity attached to it. In other words, tashmish is a very lofty thing that a person is engaging in this mitzvah of Piri Verivia for the purpose of bringing new doiris of Klal Yisrael into this world, and this should be a time for frivolous chatter. And therefore, even this type of chatter will be told to the person Mishas Misa. Therefore, if even that type of thing that nobody knows about, it's just a husband, Yishli Ishtar, even that's recorded. Matakoni Yishli. Right, Yimara, Aini. What's so terrible about that type of chatter between husband and wife? Ivar Rav Kahana, very famous story. Rav Kahana have a gunny to say Puriya de Rav.
Yes.
Rav Kahana was lying under the bed of Rav when Rav was living with his wife, Vishame, and he heard the Tzach that he was talking, the Tzachak, and they were smiling, laughing. They asked the Tzrachim, and eventually they had Tashmish. Omar, Sina Rav Kahana, said about his Rebbe, Tomi Pumi Pumi de Rav, Kimandali Tomli Tavshila, the way Rav spoke to his wife, one would have thought that he never engaged in Tashmish in his life, and that he had a tremendous craving for Tashmish. It's Paskunish for the Rebbe, for Rav. When Rav heard Kahana speaking, Omalei Kahana, poik, get out of here, la voy rechari, you're not supposed to be here. So the Gemara doesn't tell us Rav Kahana's answer. But the Sechta of Brachas, it says, I need to know every way of life, how to conduct myself, and I think this would be the best way. I'd see how the Rebbe does, I'll know how to conduct my life as well. But the Gemara doesn't focus on that, but the Gemara does focus on the fact is that we said a moment ago that that Tzich Yaseira Shebein Ish LeIshtoi seems to be negative, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the person Mishas Misa. And here we see that Rav did it himself. Well, what's the problem? It depends on the wife's feelings. If the wife happens to be in a great mood, then you don't need to engage in that type of chatter, because after all, both of them are happy and both of them are fine. You can have tashmish. However, what happens if she happens to be in a lousy mood and this is no good and the children burned and the kugel doesn't taste good and the soup is spoiled and this is no good? Well, whatever. She's in a bad mood. And therefore, in such a case, you have to go and raise up her spirits, and that's why it was necessary for Rav to engage in the type of sikh yaseira that normally he might not have engaged in otherwise. Talk more about it. Nocha pusik. V'im lo yisish ma'ua b'mistarim tifkenafshi m'pnei geva. The mistorim tifkanafshi means that in the private, my nefesh is going to cry because of geva. Says the Gemara, Omer of Shmuel by Inyam Ishmei Derab, Mokim Yishle Kodesh Baruch Hu Mistorim Shemoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a special place which is called mistorim, and presumably it was a place beseser, it was hidden away, and that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol cries. Why does he cry? Mipnei geva. Vosmein geva, Omer of Shmuel by Yitzvah, Mnei Gavos, and Shal Yisrael. Because of the gaiva. Gaiva over here means because of the glory and the majesty of Klal Yisrael that was taken away from them and was given over to the Avdei Chavim, to the Umay Yisraelim. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu cries. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar, a similar sentiment. The great majesty of Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol that has gone and fallen away. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu cries. B'mistar. Does a Kodesh Baruch Hu cry? If you're a papa, ain't it seems in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu always is in a happy mood. He's never sad. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Hoyd v'hadav lefanav." Always v'ched v'mim koyma in the makom of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's always v'ched. It's always leimerik. They're always singing and dancing. They're no crying. In the inner chambers, in the inner sanctum, b'mistarim, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu tifkanafshi. But out in the open, the public chambers, that everything is happy, everybody is smiling. You're telling me in the outside chambers, everybody is smiling. There's another pasuk. But yikra adishem elikim tzvokos. The second Hashem is pronounced elikim tzvokos b'yirmahu. Now, since he uses the expression Vayikra, says Rashi, Vayikra means we're talking out. Rashi says Kol Kriya Hashmos Koili. By definition, the word Kriya means that Hashem is speaking to someone, and therefore people can hear it. So this is not b'mistarim in inner sanctums, inner chambers. Nobody hears. This is Vayikra. Hashem is calling out, and Hashem is calling out to Bechi and to Misbeid and to Korach and Lachkar Sak. So we see that even in Bati V'roi, there is that call for Chas V'Sholom, for Bechiyos, for crying and not for dancing and singing. This is talking after the Chorban, or it's talking about the Chorban. And about the Chorban, that even the Malachim would go and cry. Er Elam is referring to either Mizbeach or to the Beis HaMikdash generally, that unfortunately when that was Chorav, then even the Malachi Sholem would go and cry bitterly. The pasuk continues, there are three expressions of Dima in this short pasuk that the Gemara is quoting. Dema Tadama, Tumoyis of course are tears. One Dema Tadama, second one. Vateir Eini Dima, third one. Kinish Be'eder Hashem, because Eder Hashem was taken into captivity at the time of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Amar Beluza, Sholish Demois Halolu Lama, Vosepis, three Demois. Achas Al Mikdash Rishon, on the Chorban Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Achas Mikdash Sheni, the Chorban Beis Sheni, V'achas Al Yisrael Shigolim Em Koyman, the Klal Yisrael was sent into Golis from Eretz Yisrael. V'ikri Amri, others say that on the third one, Achas Al Bitl Torah, that unfortunately, as a result of going into Golos, a lot of Torah was lost, and Torah could not be learned because they didn't have the set up yeshivas whilst they're going into Golos. So the Mishlei Laman Yama Yisrael Shegolu Haydechsev Kinuj Be'Eder Hashem. That's what the pasuk says very clearly. Dema to Dama Vatir any Dima, why can Nishbayin Hashem? So that sounds like we're going into Golas. Elaman Yama Bittel Toira, my Kinishbayin Hashem. So the more Kimish Golu Yisrael, Mimkoyman, Enucha Bittel Toira, God, we say. Avad, it's terrible that Klai Yisrael is going to Golas, all of the trails and travails, I should say, travels and tribulations, all of those attack trials and tribulations, all of those attack are very, very bad. You go into Golas, you have to take your family with you, and it's difficult, and mishlept, and you have no parnasa. Avad. However, Oil al Kulana is that when you are going and schlepping into Golas, you don't have a chance to open up a safe and look inside and learn a little Torah. So that's the third Dema. Torah about it. Shloisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Boichalin Mechol Yoyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu cries for the following three every single day. Person has the time, he has the kishrein, he has the patience, he has the intelligence to learn, and he doesn't open a sefer. That's a terrible thing. And a person that's not able to learn, and a muchitzach, and he learns. Now this is, of course, difficult to understand. About this, a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be happy. Person, but nevertheless, he still squeezes in Torah here, there, wherever he can. So, there are a number of pshatim. One Pirush I saw was that this person who is not able to learn and he is oisik, that means there's a lot of pain and suffering, either in terms of trying to cut corners here and there to be able to go be oisik, or ifshe means maybe he just doesn't have the seichel, he doesn't have the cup, but nevertheless oisik and a pluktzich. So this person goes through his life with a fair amount of pain and suffering with Mesiras Nefesh. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I share his pain in not being able to learn, and learning nevertheless. So presumably on that, although it's Bechia, maybe it's a Bechia of Simcha. But Hashem shares that pain and suffering. Number three is Valparnas HaMizkor LaTzibur, a person who has been appointed the leader, and instead of leading, he goes and uses that to oppress the rest of the Tzibur, being the Mizkor. He uses this now for his own personal ambitions, and he becomes an arrogant and pompous individual. This is Nishgitz. Boicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Boicha, that type of guy. Says the Gemara, Rebbe have a Nokit Sefer Kinnis. Rebbe was holding on to the Sefer Eicha. The Kakari Bigaveni was reading in the Sefer Eicha. Kimotel Hai Psuka, when he came to this Pasik. Hishlech Mishamayim Eretz, Nofel Min Yodei. So Min Hashamayim, the Sefer Kinnis, the Sefer Eicha, fell from his hands when he said Hishlech Mishamayim Eretz. Omar, and as he is explaining the Pasik, Hishlech Mishamayim Eretz, he's saying, Me'igra Ram Labira Amikta. Klal Yisrael was thrown all the way down, just like Nebuch, this Sefer Eicha is all the way down, maybe even fell into a hole in the ground, was difficult to retrieve. So he's saying, also, B'derech Moshel, same thing applies to Klal Yisrael, fell all the way down, Me'igra Ram, like from a tall, tall roof on the top of the building, Labira Amikta, into a very, very deep bar down below. That's the connotation, Mishamayim Aretz, Yishlom Mishamayim Aretz, Klal Yisrael has fallen. Rabbi Rabchia v'shakli v'azri bi'orcha. Rabbi Rabchia were traveling together. Kimatel hu maso, when they came to a particular place, Amri, they asked or they heard, they said, Ikatum rabbanon hocha, sedu du agrisa tamad chochem, who lives in this shtot, and therefore nezel v'nekabel ape. Let's go and mekabel ponim this great tamad chochem. Amri. So they said, yo, ikatum rabbanon hocha. There definitely is a chosha v'tamad chochem here. However, you should know ma'or anayim hu. Fortunately, he's blind. Omli Rabchia the Rebbe. So Rabchia said to Rebbe, Tivat, there's no purpose in your going. He won't even be able to see you because Nebuch is blind. So you're the Nasi, Spasnish. You just stay here in the hotel room or the Bismedish or wherever they're sitting. Loit Tizal Zabinisiyoscha, Ezlinov Kabalape. It's a great union to Mekabal the Pnei Harav, the local Rav, Avada. I'm going to go. I'm going to Mekabal upon him. And I'll tell you what happened, and I'll give you a full recital of everything, the whole exchange. But you don't have to go. Rebbe didn't listen, Takvei, he chapped him, Rebchia. But they went together to visit the local Ruv, who was blind. After a discussion, and now they are leaving. So the blind Ruv said to Rebchia, to Rebbe and to Rebchia, Atam hikbaltim ponim hanirim ve'inim royim. You are makabal ponim of me, which are nirim, which are seeable, visible, you're able to see me, ve'inim royim, but I'm not able to see you. And that's chus tizku shemizoychel hakol ponim haroyim and nirim, to go and be makabel pnei shchina, that you should go and see the ponim of the royim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that sees us. Beit Hanirim, that we're not able to see him. That's a very beautiful blessing. As Omalei, when Rebbe heard this, he said to Reb Chiya, Ikuhashna menota mehai brichosa, had you not allowed me to go with you, in other words, had you insisted that I stay home and not join you, you would have been moinea me. I would have
been denied
this beautiful bracha of this choshev harav that just gave us this blessing.
It's very similar to what Rabbi Hananya said to the two rabbeim who came on Shabbos's daf.
Yeah.
You know, had you not told me this chiddush from the Beis Hamedrash, you've denied me this
Margolius Toiva, beautiful Margolius. Why was that considered to be such a grace of Margolius?
The notes points on Ben Yehuda, but I remember the Mishnah in Avos, which says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani's mother used to take him to the Beis Hamedrash when he was a child, and he would hear the
Meshech Chachma brings. The Meshech Chachma brings from Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yeshua, that the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, was when he was a child, his mother would go and take him in the baby carriage or in the crib into the Beis Hamedrash, and everybody was wondering, that sounds so strange. Why is he doing that? Why is she doing that? But now, says Rabbi Yeshua, many years later, now that you finally justified what my mother did many, many years ago, because that's the mitzvah of Hakel, Lahavi the Schar, Kdei Lahavi Schar Mevieim. So that's the Schar that my mother had, and she brought me into the shul, into the Beis Talmud, into the Beis Medrash, when I was still a little baby. The Taf. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara here. So Gemara says, you wanted to deny me this beautiful blessing of the roof, so Baruch Hashem, I came together with you. So Gemara, Amru Leimi Man Shmi Elecha, from whom did you hear that it's such a chosh v'zach to go and be mekabel upon him of the local roof? Mipirkel Rabbi Yankov Shmi Elecha, Rabbi Yankov Ish Kvar Chitaya, Haba Makbel Ape De Rabbe Kol Yoyma. Rabbi Yankov Ishkvar Chitai was makbid to kabbal upon him of his own Rebbe every single day. Kikosh, as he got older, Amalei Nitzar Mar, Tlayochel Mar. No, you don't have to. You can stay home. I know it's difficult. Just make me a telephone call or come by once a week. You don't have to come every single day. Never, it's hard for you. You're old. Amalei Mizutamai Dechsibu, but Rabban, it says in the Pasuk, V'chi Oidla Netzach Layira Shochas, Kiyira Chachomim Yamusu. So how do you teach this Pasuk? You want to be zoiche to live forever, to for eternity. Layira shachas, not to go and see shachas, is often a reference to the Gehenim, not to see Gehenim. Kiyir chacham yimusa, when you see chacham chas v'sholem after they have passed away. Zokt yetz this chush of yidra biyankav kvar ish kvar chitaya. Ma'aroye chacham misasan yichya. If you're telling me that one of the rewards of seeing Chacham Misasan is v'chi oid l'netzach l'yir ha-shachas, that's when you see Chacham Misasan, is the chavad b'chayen alachas kam v'kamu, when they're alive, so much so the segula, the schar will be v'chi oid l'netzach l'yir ha-shachas. Therefore I want to see Tamid Chacham b'chayen. That's why I went together with you to Mekabel, the ponim of the local Rav. Says you are right to Rav Idi Avud Rav Yanka Barid, one of the most famous stories in Chazal. This was Rav Idi, the son of, the father of Rabbi Yankov Bar Idi. Not for naught was his name Rav Idi, because he was the father of Rabbi Yankov Bar Idi. Anyway, have rogel have ozel klosi yarchi beorcha v'chadjeme beirav. He would go and travel 3 months to get to the Beis Medrash. There were no local bati midrashim, no local yeshivas, and there were no El Al flights or whatever to get there. So it took him 3 months to get there, and then he would stay there for 1 day of Beirav, and then he would go home again. He got the title, oh, this is the Talmud for a day. He felt back because he thought about himself, I've now become the mocking, the ridicule for all of my friends that they're talking about, yeah, the 1 day Talmud. Be careful. Don't say anything bad. I ask you, but Matus Minach means I ask you, but Bakasha. Don't cause your irritation, your aggravation, to cause that Chas V'Shalom, that the other Talmidim will be punished. And he dashed in the following pasuk. People only doyrish a kodesh baruch yom during the day and not during the night. Rather, the pasuk is telling you, Bashana. If a person comes to Beis Medrash and learns at least one day a year, Malovakosov ki ilu osik kol Hashana kula. And therefore, this Talmud who is moisa nefesh to go 3 months to learn one day, sagivaldigizach. What you see, Yom Yom the drosha, because Baruch Hu is going to give him tremendous schar, as if he's there the whole year. Lachas kam v'kam if you're there the whole year. Chayminis Baronis and Chas V'Shalom the other way around. Fakert also. The Chassidim says the pasuk Misra Yom Hashitartem is Aretz Aboyim Yoyim. Yoim Lashana, Yoim Lashana. V'chi Arboyim Shana Chatu. They weren't there for 40 years. They were only there for 40 days. V'chi Arboyim Yoim Chatu. Aloyim Lach Kol Oiv Avira Fili Yom Echad Bashana. V'alav Kosev Kilo Ovar Kol Lashana Kul. And that's why the Meraglim were punished 40 years for the 40 days. We should hear Surah Sayyid Surah Baisai. Have a wonderful day. Zagibach.